Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers from all around the world, I hope you're all doing well. You are listening my voice from IRIB English Radio and this is Youth Station. I am Beta, a medical student at your service, and today with me I have a very important candidate because today there is generation gap in our conversation. I am a candidate from youth generation and with me I have brother Rohani, who is the candidate of the older generation. Hello, brother. How are you doing?
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much. I am Rohani, a student of Islamic Seminary, and I got my PhD in Islamic philosophy, and now I'm teaching in Islamic Seminary and universities.
Thank you very much. Actually, I'm really honored to have the pleasure to have the discussion of today with you. So we're going to go through a topic which actually I think most of the young generation is entangled with this problem. And I'm going to go straight to the topic, marriage. What do you think about the importance of this actually issue in the youth generation?
Particularly when it comes to the Western societies, or in European societies, we see sometimes according to the statistics. For example, we can say according to some of the statistics that from, for example, sometime 12, 14 or 15, for example, German or Swedish or Danish people, only one child remain. It is because of this that majority of the youth, majority of the young generation do not go to the marriage, do not marry. Because of what? Because all those kind of relationships, illegal relationships are available. So then they do not bear, they do not tolerate the marriage. This is the problem that nowadays we have in modern societies. Maybe Muslim youth may follow the same path, the same lifestyle.
Yeah.
So that's why it's really, really significant to talk about the importance of marriage from the Islamic perspective, from our religious perspective. Marriage in Islam has its own, let's say, importance. First of all, because of this, that the family is the first place or the first center that you understand, that you learn how to socialize, how to live with the society, how to live with the people. This is the first step. This is the first class that you learn the good behavior, the good treatment, the good, let's say, lifestyle from your parents. So the first teachers are the parents. And the first place that we learn everything is house, is family.
Family, yeah.
So that's why having family is really important, particularly mother and father, because mother loves really the child, really the baby. But if you give it to someone else to take care of him, of course, naturally, he or she does not love or does not like the kid or the child that much that the real mother or the real father
actually
loves.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
My generation is completely, actually, you know, just agree with whatever you just told me, that our family is so important and we have to save this beautiful and, you know, somehow centered thing. But there is a problem here. For example, there is a mindset in my generation that tell, okay, we can be in a relationship, we don't want any children or something, and even we don't want to go under the responsibility of marriage, and that's okay with us. And what do you think about this mindset?
You know, first of all, as I told you, that if in some decades later, we will see, for example, nowadays it is said in Britain Parliament, the MP members are of the view that maybe for two or three decades later, we will not have an original British man in this parliament. Because nowadays, you see, the Prime Minister of Britain is an Indian one. He's originally Indian.
Yeah.
The mayor of London is a Pakistani, let's say, Muslim. This is what is going on in European society because European youth, they themselves do not want to go to marriage. They do not take the responsibility of marriage. So because of these, the next generations, the coming generations that come from Africa, Asia, from Latin America or other places into Europe, they will be replaced by the original generation of European people.
Yeah.
It is something that's happening. If you go to Europe, you see that Muhammad is the name, the most popular name in Britain.
Okay.
You see? Or for example, it's about the majority of the residents of Paris will become Muslims
in some decades later.
You know, because of what? Because the Muslim take responsibility of marriage according to the traditions, according to the Islamic rulings. But in modern schools of thought, in modern, let's say, societies, the youth do not care about it. Nowadays, it is European themselves in the British Parliament a few years back. They were trying to find a solution to this problem, that, okay, these premature sexual relationships between the youth and this illegal kind of relationship, this illegal kind of contact, it had a very disastrous kind of outcome and result for both the youth, for the different
generations in Europe, and
America. So this is now they want to find the solution to this problem, but they couldn't do that. So why should we follow the same way?
I understand you.
You know, one of the outcome, one of the result of this is that we will face a kind of extinction of the generation. And this is a really disastrous kind of outcome for the youth.
So you're telling me that because of these problems, which will make for society or something, we have to go under this actually responsibility. And this is, you know, you shouldn't be that much selfish. You have to think more of yourself. There is society, there is country, there is nationality, and there is religion. You have to sprout the people that have the same religion as you, because this is the right way to do that. So this is the thing we have discussed up to here. If you do agree with me, we're going to go for a break and then we're going to come back. Welcome back. This is Youth Station, and I am BT at your service. We are discussing actually a controversial topic, which is marriage, and why should we go under the responsibility of being married to someone at a time that there are many other kinds of relationships available. And one thing which remained actually cliffhanger for me, myself, was the age, the appropriate age for marriage. When you think about it, there is actually an important factor for age or something, or no, age actually doesn't play an important role in this topic.
Why not? Of course, age does play a very key role, a very significant role in marriage. Actually, naturally, when someone becomes mature, the age of puberty or age
of... So you mean physically?
Yeah. Physically, when not only physically, but also in terms of their mindset and...
But do you know that they are not at the same time?
Their intellectuality.
Yeah.
So both should be there. Sometimes someone might physically be mature or the age of puberty. But of course, when it comes to his mindset, his worldview, we can say, his ideas, thoughts, of course, he might not be... in a suitable age for marriage. Of course, that person should not marry, should not go towards marriage, I mean. So, of course, age is important, but we cannot specifically tell, okay, in this certain age, you have to marry. It depends. It depends on conditions.
Yeah.
It depends on the situation. It depends on your family.
But there should be a golden duration.
From the Islamic perspective, of course, the age of puberty for women or for girls are the age 9 years old, and for the boys it is 15 years old, of course. But of course, in Islam, we do not actually obliged to, for example, marry, for example, someone who is 10 years old or 9 years old. No, of course, it's not like that. But the age of puberty is that. But the suitable age for marriage could be some 18, 19, 20. Sometimes also it depends on the culture, on the social values that your society have. It might be different, you know? For example, it is said Mahatma Gandhi married someone who was... The girl was 13 years old. There was no problem with that. If you go and research about
Mahatma Gandhi was at what age?
He was much older than that.
But I think this is a problem.
I mean, this is the custom. this is the tradition.
Because it is a cultural thing or this is a custom, we cannot tell that it is true.
Mm.
And we have to try to change it. For example, when there is a lot of gap, age gap between the couples in a marriage, there would be a lot of problem and you cannot ignore that. For example, a 13-year-old girl and, a 50-year-old man. What does that mean? You know, I cannot accept that. And I am from your generation.
You know, it depends.
It doesn't depend, actually.
A girl might be really mature, both in terms of intellectual maturity and also physical maturity. There might be someone, yeah? But maybe at least some exceptional cases. But of course, mostly we can say, for example, the age should be upper than 15 or 16, 20 maybe sometimes.
In our country, actually, the legal age is 15, I think, for girls.
But the problem is that in Western societies, you know, they do not marry even when they become 40, 50, 45 years old. So that's not a good tradition. That's not a good lifestyle to be followed by Muslims.
Actually, exceptions don't break a rule, but I think there are some people which, even in Western countries that are not Islamic or something, but they are committed to this responsibility. And you cannot tell me that, okay, because his or her religion is different, they don't want to go under this responsibility only because of this matter. No, it's not like that, I think. And even in European countries, there are some traditional areas and cities that, even they marry at a young age, even younger than in our own country. And I do agree with the cultural part, but I think there should be a golden duration for marriage. And this golden duration, I think, is 23 to 28, in my opinion only. This is somehow personal. When it goes upper than 28 years old or something, the problem is that your choices are limited. You know, you cannot go find someone that is exactly according to you, whatever you want, because your choices are limited. And this is the problem of actually marrying someone in old ages.
This is IRIB English Radio. You are listening to Youth Station.
Also, in young ages, there are some problems because your mindset and your personality, I think, is not complete until 25 years old, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You will change, and this change will make you regret whatever you did in the past. This is a problem.
You know, we should consider this important point that there is a difference between Islamic lifestyle and modern lifestyle. In modern lifestyle, there is a kind of individualism. It means that when, for example, the daughter or the son become, for example, like 18 years old, then they become independent. You know, their parents, their family members tell her, for example, the boy or the girl that now you're independent. You have to go and find your own job, your own, let's say, you have to start your own life. But in Islamic lifestyle, it's not like that. Islamic lifestyle, it's the duty, it's the responsibility of the parents to help, to support their children, even if they are 20, even if they are 24, 25, or 30 years old, up to the time that they could have, that they could make, for example, their own life. Up to that time, it is the responsibility of the parents to help, to support them. That's why in Islam, we have this, that, for example, the grandma, grandpa should be there, mother and father should be there, and they should help and they should support. But even in 25, even sometimes in the age of 30 for men and women, sometimes even at that age, they might not be that much ready, that much fully prepared to start, for example, a new life. Even up to that age, they might be in need of support, in need of help. That's why I think if we follow the Islamic lifestyle, we could solve these kind of problems. But of course, if we, for example, tell our daughters and our sons that, okay, at the age of 20, at the age of 18, you have to go and find out your own job and to bear your own responsibilities of marriage. Of course, it becomes so much difficult for them.
Yeah, I understand.
It becomes so much hard for them. That's why they might not will to marry someone, because they see the difficulties and the problems. But if there were the grandma, grandpa, father, mother, brothers, let's say, uncle, aunt, whatever, if they support them, if they help them, of course, in that way, life becomes easy.
Of course. So in summary, you're telling me that the family and relative connection will always help you in this actually difficult road. And the tendency to being married to someone is something that actually should grow from the puberty age to the mental puberty. And from this gap, you have to actually make yourself prepare for this responsibility and understand that you have to do this for not only yourself and your own need and your own nature, but also for the society, for your religion, for your country, and so on. So there are actually some other more discussions, but unfortunately we're running out of time, and that was all for today's episode. I hope it was actually useful for you, your listeners, and you enjoy it. I bid you farewell, and I leave you in the warm embrace of God. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.